Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dear mirror that I'm writing on in soap. It's Crashly. Duh, you can literally see me. Did you know that soap, when you write on a mirror, when it steams up, you can see the message? So I'll be able to read you forever or until someone Windexes it? Anyway, have you ever pretended to be insane? I haven't. I just went insane. So you know that because you're me and you're looking at me and we don't look great. And I don't love to say that, but like, we bit someone in the neck and he almost died. And then we attacked our friends. It's not all my fault. It's you too. Look at you. Look at you. You're a monster. You're a monster, Crashly. I'm gonna go to sleep.
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of held back horrors and ghostly graspers in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and my character is Shamanda Felt, the initiate. And in the words of Akon, Crashly's locked up. I gotta get her out.
Hi, I'm Jeff Murdoch, and I play Adon Miller, the cool scientist. And things are getting a little weird
Celsius
around.
Celsius or Fahrenheit? Sorry.
Kelvin.
Kelvin, ew.
Yeah. But things are getting pretty weird around here. First of all, my agent won't answer my calls. I can't find my Dodge Viper. And I've got a brunch with Misha Barton and Jonathan Lipnicki in 30 minutes. What am I going to do?
Hi, I'm Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine, the monstrous. And if Crashly's friends stick through this with her, she promises never to eat anyone ever again.
Hi, everyone. My name is Claire Linick. I play Susan Wexler, the expert. And I'm goo goo gaga for monster hunting.
Hey, everybody. I'm Alan Linick. I play CEJ, the professional. Not to be confused with Leon, the professional.
Where we left off, after hearing Derek's confession of not being in like, Crashly saw red and tasted it too when she bit Ron Stewart. The Council of the Dolls flew into action, sending Ron to the hospital and Crashly into a holding cell. Shamanda smoked a blunt, stressed to be in the middle of all of it. Meanwhile, CEJ made a deal with Flurb the Ghost to let him possess his body in exchange for acing the basketball tryouts. But as soon as Flurb heard that Ron Stewart was near death, he vacated CEJ's body and headed to the hospital. Susan is 3 years old, and Adam has transformed into the super cool Adon Miller and just walked into the lids. Adon, I want to start with you just very quickly here.
Makes sense.
You walked in. Person behind the... Wait, what is... Not person. What the retail worker.
Yeah, he's a person.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Well, we assume. We can't assume anything in mystery.
It's true. So true. Yeah. But the employee, the Liz employee, did initially be like, hey, aren't you? And then you said Adon Miller and you did that. And as you're looking around, everybody in the store, there's like two other shoppers there, but the staff looks very confused and very worried. And they keep looking at each other. And looking at you out of the side of their eyes, not engaging with you, but just like really on edge.
Okay, who wants the first autograph? I get this all the time.
Everybody kind of looks at each other. Somebody nudges one of the other people and somebody comes forward and is like, hi, sir.
Hi, I grab their hat and what's your name?
Devin.
Devin, great name, Devin. Hey, remember, if you're ever sick, take Lipersol. That's Lipersol.
Any kind of sickness?
Lipersol.
Any sickness. It's a cure-all.
Do you have a endorsement sponsorship? Deal?
That's one of my, I do a lot of Lipersol commercials. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Oh, that was just a freebie.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. That was a freebie.
Can we hear one of the radio spots for Lipersol?
Sure.
Oh, my back is killing me. What am I going to do? I have my kids this weekend.
Wow. Kids, backs. Don't you wish you could attack back with Lipersol? The cure-all disease killer medicine that will get you back to number one. That's where you belong. That's Lipersol, spelled how it sounds. Lipersol.
Lipersol is not reviewed by the FDA.
Wow. Oh
absolutely.
God, that's great.
One of the people in the back say, from the commercial. Oh, I get it.
Yes. If you're anything's ailing you, remember, you can always get a batch of Lipersol at any CVS, but not yet Walgreens.
This coupon is expired that you gave me.
I know. Yeah, that's technically not a coupon anymore.
And Don, you, as you're talking with that person, you see over, not Devin, but another one of the employees, edges over behind the counter area, and you see them reach down, and you've been around the block enough times, you've been on enough movie sets and read enough scripts that you know exactly the motion that someone is taking when they're hitting a button below the counter.
Okay, I want to charm them.
Okay, so you're going to walk over to try to charm? Great.
I put my hand on the shoulder like, hey, I know you're embarrassed that, well, you're in the presence of me, but I want you to know that everything's going to be all right.
Okay, great. Roll to manipulate someone. Adon, you do get advantage on all charm rolls.
Okay, first one is 10. Wow. The second one is 6. So we'll go with that 10.
We'll go with that 10. Yeah. So on a 10... they'll do what you want, and you say everything's going to be okay, and they're like, wow, you're right. And it's getting so worried, but you seem totally normal. I don't know what the big deal was.
There's no big deals. The only big deals are over at CVS with Lipersol.
The other thing, Adon, is as you are looking around, back behind the counter, like a ways, you see a door that it's next to the employee door. There's another door. It just looks faint, but it is there. Nobody else is looking at it, interacting with it or anything. There doesn't even appear to be a doorknob or anything like that. It's just like a flush wooden panel that in, but it's clearly in a door frame and it is clearly a door to you.
Okay.
And you see it back there.
I go up to it and I like sort of do like,
oh no, before you try to, the employee is like, sorry, sir, nobody can be behind the counter.
Oh yeah, I agree. Nobody's can be behind the counter. Totally.
No. And they keep moving over. And Devin walks over and is like, hey, Emily, are you having any problem over here? Was it Miller? Miller? Hey, we were going to look at hats. Why don't you come with me back over here to the 7 3/8 section?
I usually have a guy, a person who takes care of that for me. So if you could pick out 3 that you think would fit perfectly on this head, let me know. I'll give you about 10 minutes to do that, if you don't mind.
Roll to manipulate someone again.
Hey, that one was a 7. Okay, but this one is a 13.
Holy wow. Shit.
Damn. This guy's charming.
Damn. And yeah, and Devin is like, of course, absolutely, and runs over to do it. But Emily is still blocking your way and is like, I'm sorry, Mr. Miller.
Adon. Please call me Adon. Emily.
And Emily melts just a little bit, you can see. And she's like, wow, that's a really beautiful name.
Thank you.
I can't let you.
Can I ask a question? Is your last name Barton?
Yeah.
Because you look just like my best friend, Misha Bart.
she pushes her hair behind her ears and is just like...
I take that back. You're way out of her league. You're way better.
Oh, I never do this, but are you doing anything tonight?
No, I'm just trying to get acquainted with this town. Would you want to take me around, show me some of your hotspots? I mean, I guess wherever you are is the hotspot.
She just calls over, Devin, I'm gonna leave early today. And she's like, I'm actually free right now.
Sure.
Wait, are we all leaving early?
No. And Sam, let me have this.
Emily.
Well, I tried to take today off like a couple of days ago, and apparently we were short-staffed. But I was going to do a tutoring thing that's actually really important to me getting my GED.
Yeah, Don, I can go at any time. Ignore sure. Sam. He's a wet blanket.
I already ignored it.
Oh, everyone else does.
No.
And Emily hooks her arm in yours and yeah. starts walking towards the exit of the lids.
And I want to lean in really close to Emily, and I'm like, hey, just out of curiosity, what's that door back there?
She looks over to where you're pointing, and she's like, what door? Do you mean the employee entrance?
No, the glowing door next to it.
Adon, I don't want to be weird to you or anything.
I hate weird stuff.
I hate weird stuff.
But there is no glowing door.
Interesting. Now that I look at it, I agree. There is no weird. There's no door.
And so she walks with you out. Meanwhile, I want to cut over to the dojo. Shamanda, you are there with Anne. Furthermore, faithfully standing next to you. The dolls are outside and they're just arguing with you and are just saying like, Shamanda, she's too dangerous. We can't let her out. Okay. What is going on with Crashly?
Crashly is not a threat to you. She is in an emotional state, just like anyone would be. Okay. You need to let me let her out. You need to let me let her out.
We had a cat we had to put down once. It was really sad, but it was best for the cat.
And thank you for giving me a slice of your personal life, but really not the time.
No, I
you
think,
know what? I can, okay. Ladies, I think we all need to cool down, okay? Everyone, let's break and go to the smoothie shack that's in the lobby. I think everyone deserves a little cold treat. And I kind of like push like Anne back to like, we'll hang back while everybody files out.
Go ahead and roll to manipulate someone just to, you know, exert your control over this group.
Okay. 8 plus 1 is a 9.
Okay, great. So on a 9, that's a mixed success, which means they will do it, but they want something from you first. I think at this point, Adriana walks over and is like, yeah, girls, let's go. Shamanda's right. But she goes up to you and she's like, Shamanda, I just need to know. Are you going to be willing to do what's necessary if it does come to that with Crashly? She bit somebody, Shamanda, and you've trained us for moments like this. Are you going to be able to follow through, or do we need to start thinking about how to factor you in?
What are you saying? Are you insinuating that I could exert that same behavior? This is
No. Adriana is like, no. And you can see Adriana is like not trying to challenge you at all. Like, it's very different than your other interactions with Adriana in the past, where she has been a little bit more like coming for your spot.
Mm.
She seems to like legitimately be concerned about you. And she's like, these are your friends. Okay. We've trained to take them down, but I know that you're not in that position. So you don't have to be in the middle of this. You can step aside.
It's like when the Donner family wouldn't eat their own family members. They would eat other people's family members. And they would take turns doing that.
Shamanda is fuming underneath and really trying to hold it together. How astute, Anne.
I love history.
I thought that was Claire.
Me too. I was like, is Claire just adding this?
I do love that fact.
It's a good fact.
Yeah. I mean, I want to reassure Adriana that she is a place, you know, at my side. If Anne's on my left, if Anne's on my right, she can be on my left.
Yeah, because you get a sense that really she's being like, what you read from Adriana is that she is like, we might have to take extreme measures. If Crashly becomes a monster, we have to deal with her like she's a monster. Will you be able to deal with her in those circumstances? Or do you need, basically, Adriana's trying to give you an out of like, if you want to not be responsible for making the choice, cool, you don't have to, but we just need you to decide if you want to make the hard choices.
Shamanda, again, being put in a hard spot, hears all of this from Adriana, and I guess the if the camera could see anything, it's just like the vape pen slowly goes into her mouth, and she takes like a huge, as Adriana's talking, explaining like a huge drag, she holds it, and she exhales, and it's like, I'm going to have to get back to you on that, Adriana.
And it's right at that moment that alarms start blaring inside the dojo.
Squawk, squawk,
what
squawk,
color are they?
Squawk.
Let's see. They are, what is the highest alert color?
That's disco.
Disco.
Oh, no.
It's disco lights start going. And you just hear in Whoopi Goldberg's voice, which I cannot do, but you just hear the
just
alarm.
Just like a bad New York.
You hear in her voice, ghost protocol, ghost protocol, ghost protocol. And the dolls flurry into action. And Shamanda, you know Adam Miller has walked into Lids.
At that moment, Shamanda like opens a panel in the wall and kind of gets her retina scanned and then like battle a like a denim attire.
What?
Like a whole like beautifully sculpted like jumpsuit made of denim with patches all over it, and a, oh gosh, I didn't even think of like a cool weapon. Yeah, like I guess my bat. I have my two baseball bats crossed across my back, and I say, Anne, do you have any facts about kicking ass?
Wait, is the dojo in charge of the Lids thing? Has to be.
Yeah.
are you talking in or out of character?
Out.
Well, you don't know, Aaron.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, excited. Listen and find out.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, and also I open another panel and I get like some yellow eyeliner and I like give Anne some like battle eye makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as she's putting it on, Anne's just talking about the Donner family still. And he's like, some of the kids craved the taste of human flesh for the rest of their lives.
That's true.
Great. Yeah.
Alan, and it's all true. Anne is a Donner family nut.
Yeah.
And then we jump down a slide.
Yeah, absolutely.
That leads us to the garage
down below.
Mm-hmm.
What is your battle rig that you're jumping into?
It's a 95 Nissan Quest. It's a van.
Nice, nice. Yes, of course. I think this was previously established even. Great.
Oh, was it? Cool.
And I believe it was a 95 Nissan Quest. So this is perfect. Yeah, you hop into that and like all of the dolls. I mean, this is literally one of the things the dolls have been training for months is exactly this. And you all set out to deal with this existential threat. So you all head out, you start to drive around town. The issue then is, do you leave anybody behind to watch over Crashly?
I'll do it.
No, Anne, I think you're ready for bloodlust. I need you by my side. I'll text Evan. No, as I'm going out, I see Evan, who's presumably still cleaning up the party because he's
absolutely
simping for me. And I was kind of mean to him before. I recall.
No, I actually don't think you were mean to Evan. I think you just were kind of openly flirting with Adam. But Evan, I don't remember. Well, I mean, maybe you were, but I don't remember you being especially cruel to Evan.
Okay. Shamanda feels like she may have done something, but you know, she's high, she can't quite recall. But she asked Evan to stand and watch over Crashly.
Okay. Hey, anything, babe, are you okay? You seem, I mean, you know, I love a good puff as much as anybody, but you don't usually do it during work hours. Are you feeling okay? Also, what's with all the disco lights?
That's beyond your pay grade in a way, trying to say it in the nicest way I can, but this is bigger than me. There are some things that even I can't control, and I may have to do some things that you're not going to be proud of.
Evan stops for a second, sets down the bag of trash that he has that's just like napkins and pizza boxes. And you can see also Evan is like really distraught because he's just throwing away whole boxes of pizza.
We can put those in freezer bags. We can eat old pizza.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's just, I just got overwhelmed. Hey, you I will always be proud of you, Shamanda. You're incredible, and you do things that nobody else wants to do or can do. You don't need to worry about me.
Yeah, I do a lot of things that people don't want to do themselves.
Is this about Tacoma? Why won't you talk to me about that?
I can't talk to you about Tacoma. There's nothing you can do about it. What's done is done.
I wish you'd let me in, because, you know, I've told you my biggest secret.
Oh, this guy.
Which is, remind me.
About the Hodag?
Oh, yes, the Hodag.
I feel like sometimes there's just doors that you have that you won't let me through, and I'm worried that you'll never let me through them.
Evan, we really don't have time for those.
Okay. You're right, Anne. And he goes over to you, Anne, and he's like, you know, Anne, you're one of my best friends, and you always keep me straight. Thank you.
You're my best friend too, Evan.
What a development.
And he's like, all right, well, good luck with whatever you have going on. Hey, kiss for good luck?
No, not right now.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Jesus, Evan.
And he turns to you, Anne, and he's like, well, kiss for good luck?
Evan, no. Are we still on for Monopoly tomorrow night, though?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And then he's like, well, I mean, I could use some good luck. So he kisses his hand, and then he sticks it to his own cheek. And he's like, yeah, Evan, there's your kiss for good luck. Okay. Don't worry, babe. I got this. I'll watch. Oh, so you want me to watch Crashly in her holding cell? Wait, I feel like I maybe missed some details about what happened.
On the way out, Anne's going to blow him a kiss. When Shemaine is not looking. Like, just a little friend kiss. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You're just trying to preserve the peace. Great. Yeah. So Evan walks through the now deserted halls of the dojo to try to find the holding cell. Let's cut over to CEJ and Susan. CEJ, you've got a 3-year-old Susan Wexler toddling with you. You are making your way to Susan's apartment in Mystery to look through her lore books for details on to try to find the ingredients for the essentially reversal spell that will need to be cast to free everybody from this de-aging spell that is impacting them. And I believe you took the fairy, if I remember correctly.
I did take the fairy because I had to get another car, but I parked the car and took the fairy. We just got off the ferry. I'm kind of like doing that when parents have like had enough and they're just like almost dragging their kid by the wrist. And I'm just like huffing down the sidewalk. And I'm kind of mumbling to myself, and anyone walking by could catch snippets of like, well, I'm not even the one who killed him. I had the knife, but like he basically walked into me, and Susan did it anyway. So like it was self-defense, and we all agreed that it was mostly Susan's fault. So I don't know why 3-year-old Susan would even like to throw that back in my face.
Everybody's talking about my new shoes. I got my new shoes. I got my new shoes on.
And I turn a corner and I'm like, is it this street? Is this your apartment?
You want to see how fast I can run?
No.
I'm running.
No!
towards my apartment, at least.
Yeah, I run after Susan.
Cheetah strength!
Stop that! I snatch her up. I'm like, you listen to me. You listen to me, Susan. We're on a very important... can I trust you to be a big girl right now?
I'm big.
Okay. Well, we're doing something very important. And if you can't follow directions... Then I'm gonna put you in a timeout. Is that what you want?
CEJ, it's me, Susan. Come here.
I'm holding you.
Come here, closer.
Okay, I lean my forehead next to Susan's forehead.
Everybody's talking about my new shoes. I got my new shoes. I got my new shoes.
I kicked down the door to Susan's apartment.
Okay, you're paying for that.
Okay, yeah, you know what?
I mean, is CJ really kicking that door down?
Right. Well, here's what I'm saying. Yeah, I am. CJ, roll no limits.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to have to take a rest no matter
Rolling
what.
Rolling a 4.
Yeah.
Come on, lucky number 4.
I got a 7.
On a 7, you do it, but you get one consequence. You either take harm, you have disadvantage the next time you roll, or you have to rest.
I immediately have to rest. It's your favorite one.
Tyler, take that option away from him.
He's always going to rest.
It's a thing of like, this is the move as written, but I need to find other options for consequences that are as fun as needing to immediately rest.
Yeah.
It's too good.
I agree with you. It's always fun to rest.
Yeah. So I put Susan down and I sit down on the steps of the apartment and I'm completely blocking the steps down to like the little, you know, those like metal mailbox thing, like you have to open with a little key. And I'm just sitting there and I'm like,
I'm going to go in there and get to my bookshelf. And can I posit that since these books are like my magical books and respond to me, they've all turned into pop-up books?
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
100%.
Board books and pop-up books.
Yeah.
Easy Bake Cauldron.
Jesus. Yes, absolutely, Susan. Also, Susan, who is your landlord?
I don't want to talk about Shirley right now.
Oh, well, it's more the issue is CEJ, as you're sitting on the steps outside, Claire, can you describe what Shirley looks like?
Yeah. Shirley got this place in the punk rock scene, but really doesn't like have much business savvy, but has like the right scary attitude to be a landlord.
That makes sense. And also the punk rock scene in Mystery is like a very weird space considering it was a Brigadoon type city up until 3 months ago. So it tracks. Yeah. So a heavily tattooed older woman. It's end of August. So it's pretty sticky in the northern Midwest. So she's wearing kind of like a t-shirt that's been cut into a tank top, a black tee, and her tats are showing on her wizened body. And she's just like, who the hell broke my door?
Yeah, that was me.
What? Who the hell are you? Why did you break my door?
Who am I? I'll let you know who I am. I'm here on behalf of the Mystery County High School Athletics Association.
Susan's going to waddle out and kind of fall down on her way and start to cry, but pull together to be like, not now, Shirley.
There are no children. Wait, who are you Susan's daughter?
It's me, Susan.
What?
It's me, Susan.
Okay, are you... What's and she's sort of rubbing her eyes and she's like, is this magic shit?
Yes.
Ah.
And I'm going to tell you something, buddy. As soon as I'm done resting here, I'm climbing up these stairs and I'm kicking down another door.
No.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
There is something I can do about it. I can kick down your door.
No.
Good luck. You don't know where I live.
I meant metaphorically, I'll kick your little ass, you little piece of shit.
It's, oh, hey, you want to fight me?
Hey,
I do want to.
As soon as I'm done resting,
I start. Oh. I start swinging. I'm going to be like, the 80s brought you punk rock, and we can take them away.
And she's like, I will not fight a child.
Whoa,
that's where I draw the line.
I'm a child.
You're a little punk, is what you are, and not a fun one like I was.
Hey, guess what, buddy? You can't freaking scare me. I've seen so much. I died. You can't. What are you going to do?
Oh, hey, do you have any trauma from that?
What?
Because it seems like you're acting out because of things that are going on with you emotionally that nobody has ever dealt with. I am a punk, kid. That means I embrace and accept people for who they are and the emotional journeys that they're going through.
Oh, yeah, you seem super punk defending your freaking landlord's property as I rebel against the machine. Congratulations, you become the thing you sought to destroy.
Roll to manipulate someone.
Shit.
I got a 10.
I was about to say,
actually, I got a 12 with my bonus.
Wow, yeah. Wow. Shirley, her finger wilts, and she's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, I just did it because I wanted to make room for other. I had this big house and I didn't know what to do with it all. But you're right. Oh,
yeah. You're the machine that I rage against.
Wow. No, I'm the machine that I rage against. Wow. Rage Against the Machine is a great name.
It is. It's a band. Would you? You know what? You know what I think you need to do right now? Lady whose name I didn't catch?
It's Shirley.
I don't care. Oh. Shirley?
Wow. That is very punk rock of you.
I think instead of me kicking down the door to Susan's apartment, I think you should do it.
Well, I have a key. I mean, you already kicked the door down. Susan just went inside.
Oh, I'm sorry. My understanding was that there was a door that leads. These stairs just go straight up into the apartment?
Yeah, she has external access.
Wow, that's actually pretty cool.
Excuse me, what's all the hubbub out here?
Beat it! Beat it, fat eyes!
My eyes are fat because I have a condition!
Honey, did he just call you fat eyes?
He did, and now I got fat tears!
Oh, honey, I'm so... Oh, honey, come inside.
Oh, we'll have to go back to our podcast, Normal Teens.
Oh, CEJ, this is when you discover that you just insulted the host of one of your favorite podcasts.
Oh, no. Wait a second. Your Skylar Bramples.
Skylar Bramples!
God damn it. I get inserted so much into this fiction.
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry, Skylar. You look like you just got bee stings around your eyes. I didn't know what else to...
Oh,
what else to say about?
What's your name?
Me? My name is Cody. I'm actually a huge fan of Normal Children.
Well, you better listen to our next episode because we're going to tear you apart.
No, please.
Skylar, slam! Please.
Ah! Who screams that?
I do. Slam it and damn.
Honey, no.
And then he slams the door.
And gets yelled at for cursing.
Holy crap, wait, you're the spouse of Skylar Gramples, who also appears on the show.
That's right.
I open the door. What? I am so sorry. I thought you were inside with me.
Oh my gosh, you're Sharon Shane.
That's right. And what are you going to say about my appearance?
Don't you dare say anything about her appearance.
What will
Honestly,
you say?
Way taller than I imagined based on your voice.
Well, you want to talk about our dogs, too? Our two dogs that we have?
Holy crap, look at this dog. Wait, I recognize this dog. This is Jeremy Furnotch.
What?
The dog is named Jeremy
Furnotch?
I will give you a choice, Alan. You
leave
can continue
this group forever.
You can continue to talk about with them, and we will cut away to any other character, or you can go towards your... initial mission, which was getting information.
I'm sorry. Honestly, this is so much happening all at once, but I got to tell you, I'm already like 3 hours behind on the one task I've set out to do. So we're going to have this. Now that I know you live in the same building, I will come back. We will have a whole conversation about this. I am deeply sorry for making fun of your appearance. I just met you. And unfortunately for a lot of things in our culture, appearance is like, because it's the first thing you see, it's typically the first thing you comment on. My
Thank
apologies.
You so much.
Hey, this is my mentor, a child,
huh?
And this small child, this toddler is my mentor, and
that
I have to go now.
Right.
Okay. I run up the stairs and I just start, I take the Susan's famed magically enchanted suitcase that has more space on the inside. And I just start dumping all the books, like sweep arm dumping books from the bookshelf into the suitcase.
Great.
And then I put Susan in there because she's being fucking annoying.
I stole this from the demon Mary Poppins.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, and so Susan, you're in your own magical Tesseract suitcase with a veritable library of pop-up books. Now, here's the other thing, CEJ. You know Flurb was in your body. Flurb heard your phone call about Ron Stewart and everything, and then Flurb abandoned your body very suddenly. How do you feel about that? Is that registering at all?
I feel like, I mean, not really, because I feel like I got out on the better end of that deal. Like, he was going to be in there for a while and blah, 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 but then he just left. So as far as I'm concerned, we're square. And I smile smugly to myself as I take the suitcase with Susan in it, and I clunk, 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 drag it down the stairs.
Then I have a question for Susan. Susan, you know Fleur quite well. He's one of your most prestigious exes. And you know, you also would have heard Flurb talking about Ron Stewart and everything. So you probably, normal Susan, would know immediately what Flurb's intentions are for the critically injured Ron Stewart. How much does 3-year-old Susan, or like, how does that translate through to 3-year-old Susan, and what does 3-year-old Susan do with that information?
So this is Claire speaking at this point. Hi, everyone. It's me, Claire Linick. I've struggled with this a little bit because there's obviously many things that Susan would do differently in this adventure. It's, you know, a lot. And I don't know that at 3 years old, with that brain, even though I have memories, that I would make those, like, I'm tempted to, but I don't know.
Here's what I would say is, like, a 3-year-old knows when things are bad, right?
Yeah.
Like, doesn't necessarily know the nuances of it, but does know, like, good, bad, don't do this, do that, whatever. And this would be a thing of, like you would know, like, adult Susan would know that Flurb intends to exert whatever pressures through possession or whatever else to result in the death of Ron Stewart in order to incorporate Ron Stewart's spirit into himself or itself. That you like, that is a thing that Susan knows. It's essentially why Flurb is a monster, is because of that. So I think Susan, even at 3, would be alarmed.
Okay. You think she caught it?
Yeah, well, I think it's definitely like, what I would say that translates to then is, like, subconsciously, you know something, but you know that that's very bad. Like, how you translate that language-wise, like, your language processing is probably pretty diminished, but I think I would say that, like, you know what's going on. It's just how you can interact with it is a little impeded, if that makes sense. So,
kind of. It's all just a little tricky, but yeah.
Yeah. Essentially, you don't have big words, you know, and you have limited tools available to you, and you're easily distracted, but you also still have...
I feel like my focus is really messed up as a 3-year-old.
Yes.
Okay.
But you can still assert your own mind through those channels, you know? It's just hard, but...
Okay.
So essentially, you don't need to nerf yourself as a character.
Okay.
You still have all of the agency that you've ever had. You just have the added complication that you're 3 years old.
Okie dokie. Gorgeous. I'm just going to, for now, knowing that, and I think Susan does have an idea of Flurb, I think that is not her most pressing concern right now. She's in the suitcase getting rattled around, but I will.
Can I tell you one thing, Susan?
Yeah.
This is something that Susan would know. Adult Susan would know. And I think it is most interesting if toddler Susan also knows this. If Ron Stewart dies, you are a magic user through and through. You're well studied and everything. One thing that you do, adult Susan does know, if Ron Stewart dies, the spell is not reversible. It stops increasing, but the effects of it can't be reversed because essentially the target of it can't be dealt with.
Okay. So it is pressing to me.
I would imagine that would be.
Okay. Okay.
So you have these thoughts and these realizations or whatever as CEJ starts to push you into the Mary Poppins-esque holding space.
Okay. CEJ, can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Flurb, bad man.
Yeah.
We gotta go get Flurb.
We have to go get him?
Yeah.
No, I gotta get these books back to Crashly.
Call Crashly. We all gotta meet up.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
No more dillies.
I wasn't. You were the one.
You're a dilly bar.
What?
You're a dilly bar.
What is that? Is that an old thing?
I want Crashly.
Okay. And I book it to the ferry before it. I'm friends with the ferry captain at this point, so I don't want her to scoot away before I get there.
What's the ferry captain's name?
Her name is Dandra Falborough.
Dandra Falborough.
Yep.
Great. Dandra is like let's see. I want to try to do a grizzled old sea captain voice, but also in an upper, like, Midwest accent, you know?
I'm ready.
Let's hear it.
So, I can see this would be a grizzled
old sea captain, right? Is mm-hmm. like this. And then you'd bring it. Let's see. So you have this. I'm that. But then you'd bring your vowels out a little bit more so that you're like, oh, it's been a long day out here on the ocean. Right? Is that about right?
Oh, you're killing okay. it.
So Dandra is like, oh, wait, no, that's starting to get weird. Let's see.
The name's Dandra?
Dandra. Yeah, I don't want her to be, and I have to keep her from being Irish. Well, maybe I'll go more of a Chicago, because Chicago's more like this. So an old sea captain would be more like this, mm-hmm. a little bit. So Dandra is like, oh my God. Dandra is like, CJ, you got here just in time.
Yeah, anchors away, Dandra.
That's my line. I'm only one that gets to say that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But for you, I'll allow it. Go ahead, kid. Say it to the crew.
Ha! And I smack the ass of one of the dockhands.
Damn.
And I go, anchors away!
And Dondra immediately is like, I am sorry, son. You're going to have to spend the ferry ride over going through our mandatory harassment training protocols.
No, this is just like my first day at the dojo.
Stop smacking people's asses.
Yeah. It's 2006. Five starring is like kind of big right now.
It's true.
Five starring.
What's five starring?
Five starring. When you open hand, just wallop someone on the ass.
It is big at that time.
Oh,
like in How High.
Mm-hmm. That's awful. We are going to cut over to the dojo. Crashly, you're in the holding cell by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? Well, how is that experience for you?
I'm not doing great. So I've written myself a journal on the mirror, and now I'm just sort of like talking to myself, and I'm saying things like, I swear, whoever's listening, like literally whoever, I just want to be a good person. That's all I want. So like, just like help me just be a good person who like, I don't know why I'm like this. I didn't ask for it. I didn't ask to be born. I did ask to die, but for good reasons. I didn't ask to be brought back. I did ask to be brought back, but I thought it'd be different. And I thought it'd be better and easier. So like, I didn't ask for whatever this is. So like, whatever. I just want to be good and just, you know, are you there, God? I don't have my period yet, so maybe you won't talk to me like Margaret. But I don't know. Help.
And Crashly, that's when you see through the mirror behind you on the other side of the cell on mm-hmm. the wall is a tarantula.
Oh, fuck.
And it scurries out of view from you. But how do you react to seeing a little, a fairly large spider?
Half of me wants to eek and jump on the bed. Mm-hmm. And the other half is like, what does that taste like?
Great. So, yeah, what do you do?
Oh, okay. So I'm going to jump on the bed.
As soon as you turn to jump on the bed, you mm-hmm. see that there is a person sitting there on the bed. Huh? She looks pretty normal, just like an average middle-aged woman wearing kind of a real estate agent's outfit.
Uh-huh.
So you turn and you see this woman there, and she just says, wow, you're even more precious than I thought you'd be. Hi, I'm Maria Tarantula.
Are you a spider lady?
Listen, Susan and I made a little arrangement, and I've been waiting to use it, and I just wanted to check in with you.
Are you the one that made me like this? Did Susan say it was okay?
No. I didn't make anything. This is all you. You know, if you want, I could probably tell you why you are the way you are, if you want.
I do.
I'm going to need something from you for it, though, because you see, I'm going to be 100% honest with you and very straightforward. I'm a crossroads demon. All right. So I'm all about trading and about getting my quota in.
Okay.
And I did make a deal with Susan. I'd get 5 minutes to talk to you one on one and make some offers, see what you wanted to do about them, you know, maybe make some deals. Yeah, and you actually know this. Susan told you this.
Oh, you. Yeah. Okay, well, we've done a whole thing with Satan already, so just say whatever.
Listen, it sounds like you're in a bit of a pickle, so I just wanted to check in with you and see You know, well, do you want to make some deals?
Do you want to make some deals? Yeah, I don't want to sell my soul to get my soul back, idiot. No offense.
None taken. All right, you're trying to drive a hard bargain. I understand. You're trying to set your terms at the outset. It's fun. You know, you got to understand, all this is fun for me, okay? You love your job. You never work a day in your life, right? You understand?
I do.
So I'm just here to, and you know, if you don't want to do it now, we don't have to, all right? I got 5 minutes so far. I've only used up 20 seconds, so.
Okay, well, what do you think you could do? Oh, here, you know what? I have a deal. I have one.
Okay.
Okay, here's the deal. I go back to normal. 14-year-old human body, C cup, whatever.
All right, normal.
And a normal human 14-year-old body, and I'm a really good person who only does good things forever, and I don't have to do anything for it except be like, thank you, Maria Tarantula.
See, that's not going to work for me, hun. Now, if you want to get me someone else's soul, instead, I'd be happy to do a trade for a trade on that way.
What do I look like, Shamanda?
Oh, shit.
Ouch.
Now, that's good. Well, but honestly, also, I wish, all right, she was a huge earner for us.
Well,
all right,
sure.
She brought a lot in.
I mean, I love her, but...
But you could be, you know? It's not as hard as you think. And hun, you know, it's not about damnation or anything like that, all right?
It's not? Wait, what? I thought it was. What is it about? It's not about damnation. What's it about?
Well, it's about obligation. It's about the power that a soul brings. You know, it's, do you want to go extended? Do you want complete and soul control over what your soul does throughout eternity? Or are you willing to give up some of that control over where it goes and what it does in exchange for some benefits now, you know?
No, wait, you almost had me.
All right. Well, you know what? You think about it. Sounds like some folks are coming. I'm going to go. I feel like I'm about 45 seconds. So I believe I've got 4 minutes and 15 seconds left to deal with you. We'll talk again another time. Next time that you're asking for help, though, you should be ready to follow through on it. All right. Our sorts, we get a little miffed if you ask, are you there, God? And somebody answers, you know. So you have fun. Bye-bye. And then she just disappears. And you realize that Maria Tarantula has loopholed Susan a little bit.
Yeah.
In that she agreed to 5 minutes with Crashly, but
total,
not
damn it,
singular.
Okay.
So now you have a bit of a relationship, but you hear this clip-clop. You hear footsteps down the hallway, and you hear two familiar voices. You hear Evan being like, "Wow, yeah, I'm so glad you're here because this is a lot to deal with on my own." And I think she's really going to listen to you, Derek. And Evan and Derek Pfeiffer walk into view outside the holding cell.
Derek, I know everything. You're not going to say anything to me?
What? What do you know?
I know that you don't like me.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Oh my God.
What?
Oh my God.
Guess the cat's out of the bag.
Wait, why are you being so cavalier about it?
And Alan, will you describe what Derek looks like?
Yeah, Derek. Oh, no. Derek looks like pretty much like what you remember him, but the outline around him is kind of fuzzed. Like he's been badly photoshopped into the world. Whoa. Like the lines of like stuff behind him are like not quite like contiguous.
And I have to ask, does he have like an emo hair swoop over his eyes?
And when he walked into the room, he was doing the like Tobey Maguire Spider-Man 3 like finger guns.
First of all, you look really cute. And second of all, is this a Harry and the Hendersons thing? Like, are you just...
Not at all. Crashly, just because I don't like you doesn't mean we can't like be a thing. Derek reaches through the bars and does like a little like youp on her cheek with the thumb.
Well, that was, can I tell people about it still?
Oh God, this is so heartbreaking.
Derek just shrugs. He's like, "You could do, you know what? You do what you got to do, and I'm going to do what I need to do."
Okay, well then we can still be a thing.
Hey.
But we're not exclusive or whatever.
Crashly,
uh-huh.
Can I answer that question with another question?
Uh-huh.
Have you seen Adam Miller around?
And Evan chimes in and is like, "Oh, yeah. Crashly, what happened to Adam? Because everybody's freaking out and there's all this stuff about like a ghost protocol or whatever."
Oh, he got a makeover. He's doing great. Honestly, like it's like a magic, or no, it's not magic. It's like science. He basically gave himself a science makeover. Maybe he can do that to me when I get out. Oh, will you guys let me out?
Nah.
What?
No. Yeah, we can't. Sorry, Crashly. Evan is like, you know, we have to wait until Shamanda and the girls get back from the lids.
The lids? Why are they at lids?
Yeah, apparently Adam or whoever he is went into the lids. I don't know why that's important.
Okay.
That's all I needed to know.
Well, you can't tell by the way.
Yeah, so you just walk away?
Yeah, it just gone.
Can I tell that was weird? Like, can I tell there's anything going on with Derek?
I think you definitely can.
Yeah, you definitely can, but Crashly.
Yeah.
We'll just go ahead and say we'll have this a what's going on here.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Or if you want, before he leaves, you can do a what's up with you.
Yeah, I'll do a what's up with you.
Okay, great. So go ahead. Which question are you going to be asking?
I'm going to be asking.
So the question options are, with what's up with you, you can ask, what are you leaving out? What do you really want? How can I get you to do what I want? What do you wish I would do? What are you worried will happen? And can I trust you?
Can I trust you? I want to ask, can I trust you?
Okay.
Yeah. And I got a 7.
You got a 7.
Yeah.
So Derek, you have to answer this question honestly. Crashly, so what are you saying to Derek as he starts to walk away?
I'm saying, Derek, you're acting like, I know you don't like me, but you're acting like mean and weird. Are you really Derek? Like, can I even trust you?
Honestly, Crashly, I feel like I'm more Derek than I've ever been. And if that doesn't work for you, then you should talk to Goody Two Shoes, Derek. He'll probably do whatever you want because he's a pushover babyface.
Oh, well, you can't tell by the way.
If you want, Derek, on a 7, you get to ask one of those questions of Crashly.
Derek looks Crashly up and down, and then there's just a total absence of interest, and he looks away and he walks.
Great.
Wow.
Crashly, the one thing you see is spurs jutting out of the back of his ankles.
Ew. Oh, right.
Yeah. And Dark walks away.
Okay.
Dirk Knight.
And I'm standing here with just Evan the Dirk Knight.
And Evan is just like, wait, Derek, where are you going?
That's not Derek.
What?
That's not Derek. Look, he has turkey spurs. Well, I guess I knew about that before.
And Evan runs, Evan's like, Crashly, okay, whatever. And Evan runs over and puts his hand on your shoulder, Dark, and is like,
wait, whoa. I spin around really fast and I like push his hand off my shoulder.
Whoa.
Actually, hey. Don't touch me.
Hey, what's up with you? What's going
on? No, what's up with you? I wish you wouldn't touch people when they're walking away.
Be careful what you wish for.
Evan, let me out so that I don't trust this guy.
No, Crashly, it's fine, okay? I'm just going to talk to him. No. And he moves forward in front of Dark like, hey, let's have a conversation, buddy. I thought we were friends. What's going on with you?
We were friends.
Oh.
But right now, your friendship isn't what I need. And what I need, when I need it, when I want it. And I open the portal. I'm using my move of what I need when I need it. And I open that portal to the place where I keep all my things. Mm-hmm. And I put Evan inside.
No!
Is there air in there?
I don't know.
Yeah. And you just, Crashly, you just watch Evan go, what? No! And then.
And I zip reality back up.
Great. And
whether you're a brother, whether you're a mother, you
and Crashly, Dark walks away. What do you do, Crashly?
I'm going to try to get out.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to try to escape.
This ain't her first rodeo.
Okay? Yeah.
So I have been chewing down the toothbrush that they gave me with my sharp teeth. So it's pretty sharp now. So I think I'm going to try to pick the lock with it.
Okay. I think that is going to definitely be an act under pressure.
Yeah. Okay, it's 7.
Okay, 7, act under pressure. I'll give you a worse outcome, a hard choice, or a price to pay. And you're just trying to break the lock and get out.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get out.
Here's what it is, Crashly, is you do that. You get the door to click, you know, because you're a teen detective or a kid detective.
I know what I'm doing. Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, you've picked the lock before. You open it, but the one thing that you didn't account for, right outside, surveillance camera.
I knew it.
And you're just like caught dead to rights in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And you hear a new set of alarms going off.
Yeah.
Further into the complex of the dojo. And what do you do?
I am going to look at the camera and be like, sorry, Shamanda, I had to. And I'm going to take my little shiv and hold it out like a knife and just run Sarah Connor style towards the door.
And that's where we'll end our episode for today.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, give us a shout out on social media at Mystery County, or just tell a friend. It really helps us grow our audience, and we are so grateful to you for sharing our weird and wild little world. Now, Crashly has a special yearbook message for our patron, Mitchell D.
Dear Mitchell D, LOL, I never thought I'd be writing in your yearbook, but remember when you caught that spitball that was aiming for my hair in your hand? It was nasty, but like really, really nice. Anyway, raise hell this summer. Don't tell my mom I said that. Heart K. Parentheses, that stands for Crashly. End parentheses.
Until next time, watch out for this podcast.
Hey there, Monster Hunters. If you've been sitting around like, man, I sure like Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, but I wish there was another polysyllabic games-related podcast for me to listen to, well, then I got good news for you, because I'm here to pitch to you a sweet, sweet listen of the Character Creation Cast over on the One Shot Podcast Network. Character Creation Cast is a discussion podcast where Amelia Antrim and Ryan Bolter create characters in multiple RPGs with prominent guests from the gaming community. Each month, Character Creation Cast examines the character generation process in depth for a different game with new guests each series. What? Series? Guests? Games? Yeah. Well, they always take the time to reflect on the game, its design, and what guests have to say about it. You can think of it as sitting in on a great Session Zero every week.
Find all that and more at oneshotpodcast.com.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place things for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I truly, I'm just coming into the recognition and acceptance that I am an RPG terrorist. And I,
you're coming into the recognition?
This is who you are.
I've always been like, ha ha, like, yeah, that's hilarious. Alan sets things on fire, ha ha ha. But now I'm like, you know what? I just like setting things on fire, and I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry.
I'm glad you know that about yourself. It's important. Now you can accept it.
And I do.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjacks role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.